With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jake Knapp is the inventor of the design sprint and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Sprint. He's also the co-founder of Character, a venture fund for early stage startups. How and why did you start using Miro?
I came from this position of thinking, I don't want to be doing stuff online, to thinking now when I do a sprint in person with a company, it's like, we're going to use Miro, even though we're all in the same room, because that's a better way for us to get this work done. As an investor, we're basically investing in their ability to solve problems. We're saying, we think this group of people is going to be able to solve a problem in a really great way and create value by doing it. And actually, you need to give people the tools that can help them make decisions, help them collaborate, help them visualize and see things in a different way. And Miro does all those things. So to me, at least as an investor, I'm thinking, give the team the tools that are going to help them think, that are going to make the most, brighten their skills as smart folks. And Miro is at the top of that list.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Shop.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to
The Final Word.
The Final Word with Frangela.
Frangela. The final word. The final word.
The final word.
The final word.
The final word.
Boom, 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 boom.
With the assist. Thank you for tuning in this week and for subscribing and downloading. We love and appreciate you for it.
Yes, we do.
We want to make sure that you subscribe to all of the podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
And we have exciting news that we have a show, a live show, coming up on October 23rd. You can go to sexyliberal.com, get your tickets if you happen to be in Madison, Wisconsin. But even if you're not,
even if
you know
you
what,
can't.
We got you. We got you, baby, because you know what you can do? You can order a pay-per-view ticket.
That's right.
You can catch that show nationally. Go to sexyliberal.com.
You can do it now. And it's the only show that we're guaranteed you're going to have all of the sexy liberals.
Yes.
You're going to have Stephanie Miller, Mama, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and of course us. All of us together.
Yes. So get ready for it. We're so excited. Can't wait.
That's right. And anybody who attends the live show in Madison does have to show proof of vaccination, which we doubt will be difficult for y'all.
That's right. We are those people, aren't we? We also want to invite you to go to cameo.com and pick up a specialized video from Frangela. We can wish you happy anniversary. Wish you luck on your new endeavors.
That's right.
A happy birthday.
That's right. Whatever you need, a pep talk, whatever you need, or if you want to give to somebody else as a gift. So please check that out.
Yes.
And also, we remind you, you can go to patreon.com and look up Frangela and become a Patreon friend.
Thank you to those who already are.
Thank you.
And you know what you get for that? You get 3 micro idiots a week. There's over 250.
Plus, you get the peace of mind of knowing that you're supporting a Black-owned business.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
and
do.
And you can say that to whoever you want. Okay.
We should send out a card.
We'll send out a little card that says big supporter of Black-owned business. So leave them alone, Frangela says. We will write to us at frangela08@gmail.com and we can do that.
We also want to invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. PST for Idiot of the Week live at the Frangela Duo page on Facebook.
Check
Please.
It out. That's so you can hear it live, but you also be able, you know, obviously subscribe and download the podcast. But it's fun because you can watch us.
Yes, you can. And always join us for the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday morning for the
Black Power Hour.
Yes. What happens, Angela?
Stephanie Miller transforms, transmogrifies. She becomes like a butterfly, like out of a chrysalis, the wonderful Stephanie Mills.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, first off, today's the day of news. It really is. Cuomo, okay, so we were both, you know, we text in the morning, back and forth, especially on podcast days, about what we want in the running order. And of course, you know, Cuomo's lawyer was on, and we were both watching it and didn't expect to see Cuomo come out.
No, didn't think he was coming out.
Oh, because I was like, oh, listen to this defense, right?
Yeah.
And then here he comes trudging his ass out there. And I was like, oh, he's just defending himself. I did not expect him to step down, girl.
You know, here's the thing. I didn't think he would either, but then ultimately, like, I thought it would take another
but there were
enough high level, like, quittings, if you will, or escaping online folks.
Yeah.
One woman who works with him, who'd been working with him for, I want to say, for decades.
Wow.
And so, like, when that happened, that there was a resignation over the weekend, and then one, I believe, last night, that sort of was like, and I think that, but I do wonder, so it was surprising. But I, as I've suggested to Frances, I don't think that the timing of this, in terms of, that resignation was last night, it doesn't make sense in some ways, but I think that Cuomo decided to go out today to fuck up the infrastructure news. I really do, because Biden, you know, because they passed the first part of the infrastructure bill, the first bill, which is huge, which we'll get to, but this Cuomo thing, and everybody's commenting on it, on the newscasters, on the anchors are saying, well, you know, obviously the big news really should have been, or should be the infrastructure, but we haven't heard from Cuomo, and he just resigned. That's huge. So
I do believe that he
he's still in the thunder.
Yeah, I think, and it's because Biden called for him to resign and hasn't talked to him since the report came out.
Yep.
So, and I, and that, to me, that so-called apology, if you haven't seen this, I'm tempted to tell you, read the transcript if you're very easily triggered. Mm. Because this man...
He doesn't believe that he's done anything wrong.
No, he just refuses to appropriately take responsibility while saying, I take responsibility for my actions, even though they, I believe, were totally fine and correct. Right. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is that he, I'm sure, is just like every other person caught in these types of scandals. He believes that if he exits properly, that people will forget and forget.
He's got plenty of evidence to suggest that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I await the return of Matt Lauer. Like, right. I'm like, when are you going to try to pull that shit?
Right.
You know?
And here's the thing. We let Anthony Weiner come back to
The first time. But then messed up really hard
Really hard the second time.
Yeah, you shouldn't have had your baby in the photo, especially. That was really bad.
Girl, I mean, because, you know, really and bad. Tom and I were talking about, you know, the people who've come out of New York and have had tons of issues, you know? But the reality is that, yeah, all he has to do is sufficiently apologize by this time, and people let people back in over and over and over again. So I have an expectation to see him again.
Well, I think that because of that, and because of how not apologetic he really was, and how little responsibility he took, and how much it does look like he's trying to preserve this space for his political future. I believe they'll go through with the impeachment.
Yeah.
So that he can't hold office in New York.
Yeah.
I think he may be forcing their hand by being so unaware and so not really, still not getting it. Because what he did today was he had his lawyer come out and this is the thing, they started hammering this home. That's his private attorney, but she was using state-paid-for facilities to give this statement, which is whack and not cool. But if I were him, I'd be more concerned about lawyering up for what we all know is the civil and possible criminal litigation to follow.
Yeah.
But instead, you know, he's worrying about something that I don't even... Again, in a fight, not in the fight you're in.
You know what? It is not escaping me that the two largest democratically held states are having basic recalls and or issues with their governors. Meanwhile, I am watching, and we'll get to this, DeSantis and Abbott kill people.
They are literally, and in my view, criminally. It would be one thing if they just weren't doing anything. That would be better.
That's
right. But they are actively standing in the way of people getting help and living children now, very directly.
And these Republican governors who refuse to let this housing money for rent assistance.
They're not letting that go
or through.
No.
But nobody is challenging those people.
No, and exactly who should be challenged. Exactly, and there's a couple things that have been, I'm holding in my hand right now my sample ballot for the California gubernatorial recall election. They can fuck all the way off.
Yeah.
It's absolutely insane to me, but I think you're absolutely right. And on top of it, you know, Mitch McConnell today, when he was giving his little speech about infrastructure and basically trying to make it clear that, it's the first time he's actually said this, and it kind of I didn't notice anybody pick it up. He said, you know, what the Democrats are trying to do by pushing through the second part of the infrastructure bill, which is the human infrastructure, the soft infrastructure, we're all very interested in, which would be fundamentally changing and important, and it has all the stuff about climate change and jobs and all this important stuff. He was saying that, you know, the people of this country elected them as moderates. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Let me say that.
The people of this country elected them? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mitch McConnell has yet to say that before.
Yeah.
What he has said is, Joe Biden is our president. Mm-hmm. Not, he was elected by the population. It's the first time he's said that, and he said it that way. Mm-hmm. He was like, people voted for these people to be moderates, and he named Biden and Pelosi. They voted for these people to be moderates, and now the first chance they get, they hand the keys over to the left. And I was like, stop, wait, roll back. He just said that the popular vote went to the to those people.
Yeah.
Could we to me, we are, as we say almost every week here, that is the problem.
Yes.
The problem we have is that there is a coup.
That is ongoing. It has not stopped.
And I don't understand, because you would think the level of slowness of this coup, we should be able to stop it.
I mean, it is worse than Michael Myers in Halloween. It's slower.
God. You know Halloween is coming. You know that motherfucker's coming. Why don't you ever have some black ops people? If it were me, Francis.
I know.
All year we'd be gathering money to hire fucking Blackwater or some crazy shit.
Be like, we're gonna be ready
there
for that motherfucker on Halloween.
Why don't people leave? I would leave. Just go on vacation. You know, but it's the same issue. We're watching this over and over again. But I just thought that was significant.
Yeah.
That Mitch McConnell literally, in service of his end, at that moment, which was to suggest that people aren't doing what people voted them into office for, he ends up saying something that he's not been willing to say.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the infrastructure deal. Its fate is in the House, and people are unclear about that. But the package is called the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. And for me, this is the biggest thing that I've seen government do in my life.
Well, since healthcare.
Since healthcare, yeah. And I mean, it's huge. And it is the culmination of a drawn-out, painstaking negotiations between a bipartisan group of senators and the Biden administration. And it will allow both parties to claim a win after extensive work across the aisle. It features, this is what's amazing, a $550 billion in new federal spending over 5 years. Now, and this is, Angela, we were talking about this yesterday on the phone. The reality is that once this is passed, it's not like it's going to happen tomorrow.
No.
Okay?
We can't get the money that's been allotted for COVID relief. Thank you.
But the measure invests $110 billion in funding towards roads, bridges, and major projects. $66 billion in passenger and freight rail. Need that. We need the roads, bridges, and major projects. We need the $65 billion to rebuild the electric grid. Hello, Texas.
Well, see, that doesn't even help. They have their own grid because they're idiots.
They're idiots, but
their
come
government,
on.
Not the people. They should vote for other people.
$65 billion to expand broadband internet access. We need that shit.
Absolutely.
$39 billion to modernize and expand transit
These
systems.
These numbers, even to me, and I agree with Bernie Sanders and AOC, they're low.
They're low.
Because I don't know if you've been on a train. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I, at one moment, I would not have been shocked if they had come back and said, can anybody help push? I would not have been shocked.
Wow.
We, not only do we want, we want high-speed rail, but the rail we have is fucked.
Yeah, yeah. $7.5 billion to build a national network of charging infrastructure for electric vehicles. Let me tell you something. I recently was able to get into a newer car, and I was looking at electric vehicles. But the reality is, that we don't have the support, the infrastructure to be able
If you're building, if you don't have access to a place to charge, we live in apartment buildings where our garages are sometimes not even a part of the building.
Exactly. And if you are trying to make a trip over 200 miles, you are not guaranteed to get someplace to be able to get back home.
Yeah, it's really, that does have to happen. And it's an important step forward that we need to make, and it could mean a lot of good jobs. It could mean a lot of things for the country that are good.
And this is the most important thing, I think, this last one, $55 billion for water infrastructure, $15 billion of which will be directed towards replacing lead fucking
That
pipes.
Number is low. That is low as fuck, because I don't have to tell you how many Flints there are that you just don't
hear about. That's right.
You know,
many people are sick. And don't know why. When I'm sitting around, and one of the things that is difficult is to listen to people be in pain and the kinds of issues, body issues that, nobody wants to pay attention to. Those rheumatoid issues.
Yeah, you've
those
got pains and
issues.
Digestive, you feel funky.
You don't know
but
why
you're not
the
actively
fuck you
bleeding
sick.
From your eyes. So, this is how we were raised,
Thank
right?
You.
We're not actively bleeding from my eyes, so I don't go in. And then when something does cause me to have to go in, we don't know what begat what, we don't know
That's
what's
right.
wrong, but you see this
That's
whole,
right.
like, When we were able to travel around this country, one of the things that I remember we were both always commented on was it didn't matter how small the airport was, but when you get a travel around this country, what you start to notice is that in all the airports, the number of Sharps disposal boxes
yes.
and EK, those, what is it called? The,
yeah.
Boom, clear. No, it's not EKG.
Clear!
You know what I'm talking about.
Shockers.
The shocker thing.
Shocker.
God, I can't believe I'm losing the name of it. Totally.
I'm rubbing Yippee. Them together.
She's rubbing them together. And then it's clear!
Boom!
That thing. They're all over. Some of those, remember, like in places like Tennessee, like tiny airports, they're every fucking 50 feet.
Yeah.
And it is because this country is sick, you know? And part of that has to do with environmental pollution.
Yes.
And the fact that people seem to think this is only... It's absolutely economically tied to people's status, the class, and all that.
And it's tied to our health.
Directly.
It's like, you know, you want people to be better. You don't want people in the emergency rooms. You don't want kids sick. Kids got Legionnaire's disease in Flint.
Yeah. And other places in this country. Now, I asked you this the other day. We were talking about this. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you now, too. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated that the chamber, the House representatives, won't take up the bipartisan bill until Senate Democrats pass their larger social environmental infrastructure package that we were just talking about, the second one,
mm-hmm.
A position that continues to be met with criticism from Republicans and some moderate Dems alike. What do you think about that?
I completely agree with them because mm-hmm. here's the thing. It's exactly what you said. We have the power now. We have the majority now. It's not like Nancy Pelosi showed up and said, hey, you know what? Now that we've passed this, let's bring along this second.
No, well, this has been the deal from the beginning.
From jump. Honest. Real, and it needs to happen. We need an investment in human. We need a human investment like a mofo in this country.
And I really, and more than, and we talked about this too, and I agree with you. I think also that a lot of these deals were made on the basis of that.
That's right.
On the basis of we won't pass the first one without making sure the second one's going to pass also. And this is when you have the power, like we said earlier, just because you pass them doesn't mean that in 4 years, you know, God willing, the creek don't rise, we have another Democrat, whether that's Biden or someone else, as our president, that there's no reason to believe that any of this will happen. Because ask Trump about his wall today.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, the reality is none of this matters if we don't take care of voting rights.
Whoa, girl.
And to me, I look at the Progressive Caucus and I look at moderate Dems and all them and go, all of you are gone if you don't take care of this. And you're assuming that there's a presidency after 2022.
Yeah.
And I don't think there is.
You're assuming that there will be democracy
after 2020. And that is not a great bet because, what is it, 9 states have already passed laws that are completely fucking undemocratic. And that we have to go through a judicial... People keep talking about the judiciary is doing its job. Some of them are thus far, but we just watched Mitch McConnell spend the last 5 years, you know, putting
appointing.
In 4 years, appointing unqualified jerks all over the place. And we don't know how long that's going to take or how this is going to shake out. Right now, we have the power, but I believe that they should be holding back and they should pass the voting rights.
Yep.
That they've got to
as soon as possible.
The voting rights, get the voting rights amendment back. And they've got to pass the John Lewis Act also.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely imperative because there is no democracy after 2022 and without it. And then it doesn't matter if you win on this vote,
mm-hmm.
if you then aren't in office to implement it, because they will not do it.
Yes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got
the pants. Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes, really all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Angela, who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear?
I do. I love it. I need it. We've all been doing it for like a year. And you remember, you know, loungewear used to be code for hideously ugly sweats.
Yeah, even your pets have been judging
you. They have been. They've been sitting there judging us all. But that's a thing of the past with Cozy Earth.
The people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made from viscose from bamboo have done it again.
Okay, look, Francis, they've taken loungewear to another level.
Another
with their
level?
Comfy, super soft selection. Yes, girl, in gorgeous styles and colors.
From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation.
You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth.
See why Oprah described Cozy Earth pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine.
Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com now, enter promo code Stephanie35, and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding.
That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35.
CozyEarth.com. If you ever catch yourself thinking when looking in the mirror, I wish my under-eye bags would just go away, you're not alone.
Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of American men and women, until now.
Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey wrote, I've been using GenuCell for a couple of months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids.
With its instant effects, Chamonix says you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. They guarantee it. Order now and get 50% off all GenuCell packages for summer.
Go to lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. That's love, L-O-V-E, GenuCell, GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
That's lovegenucell.com/Stephanie. Do it now.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually shit your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and greet tickets will be available at the Barrymore show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. So we got some not so great, but... hopefully.
We got a sobering report. And I want to say, this report, was it to the U? It's to the UN, right?
Yes.
The IPCC.
Yes.
Made their climate report, which you've probably heard that, I just want you to know, spoiler alert, it didn't go well.
No.
We did not get a good grade.
We are on course.
We are failing the class.
We're on course to reach 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming within the next two decades. And so the scenario studied by the IPCC, there is more than than a 50% chance that the 1.5 degree target is reached or crossed between 2021 and 2040. All right. Which means that, you know, get prepared for a whole bunch of climate. How would we call
disasters? We have the Dixie Fire as an example of one right now.
Yeah.
It's become the second largest fire in California history, which I believe, I mean, like, we're just breaking those records every year. And I find it bizarre that they keep talking about, you know, how the superstorms and the fires and drought and all that, there will be more and more of that. Instead of having once in a decade or once in a lifetime, Now it'll be once every 5 years. Isn't it me? But it's every year.
It's every year.
And like, I don't understand why it's every year.
And what we're not acknowledging enough is that there are parts in the world where we get major food sources that are experiencing drought, which means that there will be an issue with food at some point.
There already is.
If we don't start getting this shit together.
We went to a small farm over the weekend to get some produce because they sell also to the public there. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to one of the women who I think it might be her family's farm. And she was like, we've taken a hit. Now it's a COVID hit, a lot of it, you know, but also she's like, but the environmentally, you know,
yeah.
we have huge problems. And I don't know if everybody watches the movies, but if you haven't seen Intergalactic or Interstellar,
what's it called?
Interstellar with the Matthew McConaughey's. Mm-hmm. With him and some, and the one that you don't really like her. What's her name?
Oh,
Miss Brown Hair.
Right.
Princess Diaries, Devil Wears Prada.
Anne Hathaway, yes.
And Denzel Washington.
Denzel was so good in that movie.
He was the president, I believe.
Yes, Denzel in space. That's one of my favorite things to see.
Sorry for that.
But he's not in the movie.
But that's what, in Interstellar, part of what happens is it's a recurring droughts create a situation where at the end of it all, when this movie starts, the only crop that they can make now is corn.
And it's dying.
And so they sit down, and it's not funny, but they sit down to a meal where the mom's like, eat your corn fritters. Did you have your corn souffle? How are you liking your corn? I'm not kidding. She says corn fritters, corn souffle, corn nuggets. And you're like, oh, mama. She sits in that kitchen going, how am I going to repackage this corn today? And it's not, I'm laughing, but it's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, the reality is, if you can't get behind... We just have to wake up to this reality, and we need leadership that's not afraid to push forward legislation that we need, even if people don't get it.
Yes. Also, Twitter suspended Marjorie Taylor Greene's account for 1 week. And I consider that important because what that is letting her know, get it together. Yeah.
Why did they suspend her this time, Frances?
Well, she tweeted that the Food and Drug Administration should not approve the COVID vaccines. She also claimed that the vaccines were failing and that they were ineffective at reducing the virus spread. In response, Twitter labeled the tweet as misleading and prevented Green from tweeting for 1 week. And you know she ain't gonna be able to stop.
No.
Saying that.
She's not going to stop saying it. That's why she's in office.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like it is, it's how that Trump has been able to raise, $100 million.
Exactly.
It is absolutely their bread and butter.
Yep. And with that, kids are now the victims of the new GOP bid to politicize the pandemic. Because we have people like her over here and DeSantis and Abbott and all these GOP leaders saying this, it's failing. It's not good. They're trying to track you. They're taking away your freedom. Don't wear a mask if you're a real patriot. But the reality is that our children are suffering because of it. And this is a line that was written. It says school kids are the latest victims as, and I crossed that out and wrote of, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. Mm-hmm. They are their victims.
Absolutely. Because both those governors, they are the Republican governors of Florida and Texas, they prioritize ideology over public health guidance, and they've basically making mask mandates illegal.
Yes.
Which
is crazy to me.
I want you to know the tremendous overreach of these governors into local, after claiming states' rights and claiming the totality of power being lying in the local government, and then they usurp the authority.
That's right.
And these are the same people who are always saying that businesses are, private businesses, sacrosanct, and they get to, you know, you should be able to run your company how you want to run it. If you don't want to make a cake for gay people, you shouldn't have to make a cake for gay people. But you can tell businesses whether or not they can have their employees wear masks
or not. Require people who come and patronize their
to wear masks.
To wear a mask.
It's absolutely insane besides the hypocrisy of it. And what it shows me is Florida, DeSantis does not care about you. He is running on a national ticket right now.
That's right.
He is not helping Florida.
He's running on a Trump ticket.
And I don't know why, because Trump keeps losing. Yes. I don't know why people are missing that besides the fact that now they know that the power lies in the state election officials and trying to just steal.
Yep.
The children are getting this more and more. The children's hospital is almost full. And here we are. We both saw it on, I think it was on MSNBC. They had this mother.
Yeah.
Nice looking mother with her little son, Ethan. Ethan's, what was Ethan like? Maybe nine years old. And she's like, and they're asking her, you know, your son's not wearing a mask. And this isn't in one of the districts where they aren't requiring. They're not defying, if you will, the overreach of their governor not requiring this school district is not requiring a mandate or a mask mandate. And she very, very proudly and said, well, you know, I've decided to let Ethan make that decision. And I was like, wait, you put Ethan in charge?
Ethan?
Because I'm going to tell you, Ethan is very nice.
Ethan's still eating his boogers.
I look at Ethan, and Ethan, they ask Ethan, well, what do you think? And he says, literally, well, if everybody else wears a mask, I will. Here we are at the, what did you hear? Oh, if your friends jumped off a bridge, would you?
Exactly.
You know, like, here we are, and she's just smiling like, look, I'm letting him make individual choices, but he's not making individual choices. He's waiting to see what everybody else does.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the problem here. These are children who you want to decide, you're making a decision about what he can and can't learn. You're not asking him that. You're making him a decision about where he can and can't go. You're not asking him about that or wearing a seatbelt or a whole host of things.
This is what, from Dr. Ashish Jha, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health said, and I love this quote, for any other disease,
thank you,
you would not turn to your political leader for medical advice. You wouldn't go to Ron DeSantis to help you with your syphilis or gonorrhea.
Let me be clear. I wouldn't go to Rand Paul for dentistry and the motherfucker's a dentist.
That's right. Okay.
I wouldn't go to him for that.
And here's the deal. Florida's children's hospitals are filling up. Did you see that one doctor last night on TV who was trying to make a plea to the public and broke down crying and ran off the camera and was like, I can't do this.
I can't get my mind around it because the reality of the situation is that people are lying.
Yeah.
Okay. And the politicians are obviously lying. It's a political football. It's people's lives. It's absolutely reprehensible. It's actually, in my view, criminal behavior. But I look at these people and I was like, is it really that important to you to hate brown people?
Yeah, it is.
Is it really that important to you? And
it
I know
really
that a lot
is.
Of you are going, I don't see this connection. But I really do believe that the problem here is not the problem here is Trump and the ability of this country to be openly racist.
Yep.
That is the issue.
And they would rather have they welcome the opportunity to sacrifice themselves and their children so that they can have the ability to hate.
Yes.
Before health.
It makes no sense at all.
No, it makes no sense.
No sense at all. You don't want to let in immigrants because one of the reasons you're saying is because they may have a disease that you don't believe in, don't think is dangerous, and aren't requiring your child to be protected from.
Yeah.
It doesn't make... These things don't jibe, right?
No.
Like, so... It's not just a problem with compartmentalization in people's minds. What it is, at the end of the day, is we are in a civil war. We are in a... Hot, in my view, it is hot. They are firing shots.
Yeah.
Civil war, we have a problem here. And the problem isn't talking these people into another point of view. The problem is making it clear that they lost, that they are not the majority of this country, and that they will not hijack all of our lives.
Yeah. As they are doing now. And that is our final word. Now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails. How was that?
That was... Okay, that was very good up until you screamed, how was that? It was very, very good. I just have to say, Frances, I was shocked and dismayed last week when you tried to just say emails. It's not emails or whatever that crap was you pulled. It seemed like a real effrontery.
It was an effrontery.
And a dismissal of just tradition.
Okay. This is from Alan B. It says, wow. What coincidences? Love you guys and listen to you on Stephanie every Friday.
Thank you.
And on the virtual tours over the last year and a half. Thank you, Alan. Coincidences with Ms. Angela. One, I grew up and live in Tucson, but did my advanced training at the University of Michigan. Doctor of Pharmacy. Nice. I thought about going into pharmacology for a semester.
I see that.
I was going to do it, and then it was
No. I just had this vision of you being like, no, you don't need this. Your doctor's wrong.
Yes.
You need this.
Yes. It was fascinating. U of Michigan College of Pharmacy, 1975. Two, we share the same birthday, March 4th, 1950 for me, but I bet you're younger than I. I realized that the only birth date in the entire calendar that is command your for your life is March 4th. Get it? March 4th. I always say that to you on your birthday. March 4th. You never listen to me.
I never get it. That's the first time I've gotten it. I just thought you were weirdly saying March 4th. Wow. You should have explained it. I didn't.
I'm looking off to the side.
He did a much better job of explaining
it. Oh my God, 20-some years. I've been saying March 4th every damn year.
Oh, I didn't know. I like the way he said it.
You like the way he said it.
This next email is from a wonderful friend of ours, Roberta S. We love you. Thank you. You've been a lovely, lovely supporter and fan. Roberta wrote, so you were talking about whacking people with sticks. I don't specifically remember it, but I have no doubt we did.
Yeah, absolutely.
My friend recently spoke to her aunt in Ghana, Africa. Her aunt said the police have resorted to literally whacking people with canes until they put on their mask or go home and get one.
I love it.
Roberta in Florida. Help, I live in Florida. We love you, Roberta. If it jumps off, we're going to come get you.
We're going to come get you.
So be waiting outside with your purse.
This is from Kelly K. She says, just scored replacement ticks from pre-COVID for the Madison show. So excited to see you again. Thanks for returning to us. XOXO Kelly. We can't. And she sent a lovely picture of us in Madison.
Yes.
Oh, we can't wait to see you, Kelly.
Because there will be a VIP afterwards. We're just, obviously everybody has to be vaccinated. And we can't wait. And thank you so much.
We can't wait. We cannot wait.
And this is from our WASP commander, John in Boston. He's the commander of the WASP squadron, which works in conjunction with the anti-spider cabal.
Yes, yes.
He writes, just listen to this week's idiot episode, and I have a suggestion for the rating service. That was a service, a company that
yes.
rates a woman. It's a, what
she
do you call
rates
it?
Your penis.
As a podcast. Or, no, it's a business, right?
Well, it's a business, yeah.
Where she rates people's junk. And so he came up with the title, Judge My Junk.
I love
it. Or alternatively, but not as eloquently, Judge My Johnson.
Mm.
And Kookaburras? Why is it sexology degree track at the Callie Herlinski Institute of Higher Scammery? Thank you for using its actual higher scammery. Thank you for putting
higher
that in
scammery.
There, John, because it is a higher degree of scammery. Let me tell you something. You know what I was trying to remember?
Huh.
What is the Shelton
Nugent method?
I don't remember what it is.
It's psychological.
It is more psychological, but I don't remember.
We got to get back to our methods.
If everybody remembers what my method is.
Yeah, we got to get back to...
Because I forget who that person even is now.
Yeah, Nugent, right.
I can't remember. Y'all, so write us at frangela08@gmail.com and let us know. And we love hearing from you, so thank you.
Yes, yes. And now it's time for resistance wrap.
We give you actionable items so you can get out there and keep resisting.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking to you a lot about votefromhomeusa.org, and we're doing it again because last week, activists all over the country, including the Vote From Home team, joined the hashtag #RecessCanWait. Rallies.
Yes. Today we heard that Speaker Pelosi is considering bringing the House back early to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. This happened because legislators and activists from all over the country, including you, have made voting rights a demand, and we have to demand it.
So we want to obviously encourage you, like today, just sit down and say, I'm going to call my representatives today. Call 202-224-3121. That's the general switchboard. Talk to your representatives, whoever answers the phone, and tell them, look, #RecessCanWait. I need them back to protect my voting rights. It's the most important thing to me.
Yes.
Make sure you do that. And then if you do have $25 would be great, but anything to donate to these different organizations, but particularly votefromhomeusa.org, help them in their mission to continue their activist work to make our democracy work.
Yeah.
So, make those calls.
Make those calls and start using that hashtag, #RecessCanWait.
Use it on everything.
Yes, yes.
Cat memes, whatever you're doing.
#RecessCanWait.
Throw it in there on the Instagrams, on everything.
On everything. I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
The Final Word.
Jake Knapp is the inventor of the design sprint and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Sprint. He's also the co-founder of Character, a venture fund for early stage startups.
How and why did you start using Miro?
I came from this position of thinking, I don't want to be doing stuff online, to thinking now when I do a sprint in person with a company, it's like, we're going to use Miro, even though we're all in the same room, because that's a better way for us to get this work done. As an investor, we're basically investing in their ability to solve problems. We're saying, we think this group of people is going to be able to solve a problem in a really great way and create value by doing it. And actually, you need to give people the tools that can help them make decisions, help them collaborate, help them visualize and see things in a different way. And Miro does all those things. So to me, at least as an investor, I'm thinking, give the team the tools that are going to help them think, that are going to make the most, brighten their skills as smart folks. And Miro is at the top of that list for me.